Online.
Happy Halloween, everyone. This week's EPP bonus episode, sure to scare. It's packed with some of the scariest stories I think we've gotten in this year. When you're young, it's fun to go out and explore, check out abandoned places. It's just part of being youth, right? At least it was for me, and I think for a lot of us. In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear such a story. Some kids, some teenagers out having fun, playing spooky jokes on one another. The jokes stop when the dead begin to make their own jokes on them. Want to hear the full story? Sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website, ghostpodcast.com. You'll hear this and all of our EPP bonus episodes, all 114 of them, at ghostpodcast.com. Your support is what keeps this show on the air. It's only $5 a month, or sign up for a full year, get 1 month free, and claim your exclusive Real Ghost Stories Online bunk bed bell. We'll mail that to you when you become a yearly EPP and claim it. The instructions are at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Beyond the sliding wooden door, which was barely hanging on the rusty nail, was an empty room of cinder block walls and a dirt floor littered with dead flowers, broken wood planks, and beer cans. I think one of them was a Schlitz, to give you an idea of how long this place had been run down. I spotted a strange shape on the east wall, and I assumed it was a water stain from a roof leak since it reached the ceiling. Strangely enough, it was vaguely shaped like an 8-foot-tall human with a skeletal head and a slender neck upon shoulders without arms and seemingly draped with a long cloak. "Dude, do you see that?" I whispered to Mo. "Yeah," he replied. "We gotta show Larry and Curly." As soon as he made the suggestion, a brilliantly cruel plan came to mind. Once the other guys made it in, I shined the light on the wall, pointed at the shape, and exclaimed, "Holy shit, my God, what the hell?" Run out. Stranding them in the dark. My friend nodded in agreement, and we exited, stumbling, over a torn bush. "Guys, come over here. You gotta see this," I whispered. My friend shook his head and didn't budge. My other friend approached, asking, "What is it? Just tell me." I didn't answer. I just led the way, trying not to crack a smile. Gosh, what a jerk I was. Stepping over the bush and squeezing through the door, we entered the shed. Larry grabbed my coat and clung to me like a baby possum. Slowly dragging our feet through the dirt, we approached the wall. I took a deep breath, flicked my lighter, and... "Duh," was all I could utter. I stared blankly at the wall, as the wall blankly stared back. The shape was gone. Larry, with a crack in his voice, whimpered, "You see it too?" I turned to look at Larry, and Larry was looking at the north wall. I turned to look at the north wall, and there it was. Only this time, it wasn't on the wall. It was standing about a foot away from it, looming over us. Even to this day, it's nearly impossible to describe it. It was solid black, yet translucent at the same time, completely impossible for us to focus on, as it was weaving in and out of existence at a rate I couldn't fathom. There you go. Joke's on him, huh? That story, find out what happens as they explore an abandoned shed. Also, on this week's EPP bonus episode, lingering screams can be heard from the victim of a child psychopath. Don't miss EPP 114 of Real Ghost Stories Online when you sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Happy Halloween, everyone.